AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and it's my pleasure to have Phil Johnson in studio with us to talk about Hall of Fame at Mason City. How about that? Phil, how are you?
Great. Thanks so much. As I walk by your convertible there with this nice weather, I got the thinking that top will be coming down here sometime afternoon.
Oh, it may probably rain on that.
That's right.
But it's great we get a chance right now to talk about something that's going to happen at the beginning of the football season at Mason City High School, and that is a new Hall of Fame class that will go in. And I got a sneak peek at the names that are going into the Hall of Fame, and this is quite a class that we've got this year at Mason City.
It really is, you know. And we had 48 nominations, Tim, and chose five. You know, the mantra of our Athletic Hall of Fame is to honor the past and inspire the future. People need to be nominated. Once they're nominated, they're always nominated. And then we have a 7-person selection committee that we meet, and then they vote, and we choose the class. And they take it very seriously. And what's really fun is the next day, whenever I call those who've been elected. I mean, I've had, in the years we've done this, I've had people cry, yell, I can't believe it. I mean, the response is it's so much fun to get the response that they're going in, and everybody's just elated about the whole deal. And that's what really makes it worth it, that people really have a love for Mason City High School and the great tradition that we have.
Oh, true. Absolutely true. Well, let's get to it. Let's see. Who do we have going into the Hall of Fame at Mason City?
We'll do this almost alphabetically. Barry Alvarez was elected. You know, Barry was a football coach here from 76 to 78. He coached the 1978 state championship football team, left here, and went to be assistant coach at Iowa and then assistant coach at Notre Dame. And then he was the head coach at the University of Wisconsin, and he's the winningest football coach in the history of Wisconsin. And then he became athletic director at Wisconsin, and he led them to great things, the whole athletic program there. And Barry has a real love for Mason City, and he came back to our event, you know, September 30th in Music Man Square, and made some comments about Mason City, about he and his wife. You know, they just really love living here, and they have great memories of Mason City and everything. So he's very much enthralled here with Mason City and the future of Mason City and what's happened in the past.
Boy, you talk about a guy that kept a team together that won a championship. Those guys still all communicate with one another.
Oh, absolutely.
And Barry is in on all of that. It's an amazing relationship he has with those Mason City guys on that team.
It really is. And you're right. They have a tremendous spirit decor. And, you know, this fall we have the event. You know, there could be, well, when the 78 football team went into the Athletic Hall of Fame, there were about 40 of those people back. You know, I mean, they really have phenomenal camaraderie, and they were one heck of a football team, but, you know, it takes a leader, and Barry is that guy. I mean, he's very charismatic, and you can see where, you know, if he'd tell you something, you go through a brick wall. You know, I mean, that's the kind of guy that he is, and he can motivate, and but so much fun after all these years, that spirit decor still is very strong.
Still there.
Yep.
All right.
George Baird is next, and George graduated from Mason High School in 1925. He was on the state championship mile relay team in 1924 and 25 for the Mohawks. In 25, he won the Open 440, and then he went on to the University of Iowa. And he was six times involved in a conference championship team. Four times as in the part of a relay, and then two times individual in the Open 440. He was inducted into the National Iowa Varsity Hall of Fame in 1994, but listen to this, in 1928, he was on a relay team that won the gold medal in the Olympics, and they set a world record. And then the next week, the same relay team broke that record in a meet in London. Now, we're talking about 1924, 25, but I'm telling you, this guy could run, because these are unbelievable statistics. And what we look at, what the committee looks at, is what did you do your time as a Mohawk? It's Mason City High School. And then after that, that's not really secondary, but the primary thing is what did you do when you were here? So he definitely is Hall of Fame worthy when he was here. But then you look at, you know, both he and Barry, what they did after they left Mason City. I mean, it's outstanding. That's all you can say.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, that's one of those great stories.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then Scott Reardon Sr., he graduated in 1979, was part of the 78 football team. He was a first-team elite as a senior here in football. He went on to University of Nebraska, three-year starter there, was a consensus All-Big Eight conference player, and he was drafted in the sixth round by the Philadelphia Eagles and the first round by the Philadelphia Stars in the the USFL. So one heck of an athlete. He played center on the basketball team, and the thing about Scott is, I remember, he had unbelievably quick feet for a guy that was big like him. Boy, he could run, and he had nimble footwork. I mean, he was in there just sloshing around. I mean, he was quick. He was quick. Then we have the 1956 baseball team, and that team went 16-0. Elmer Starr was the coach. It was in the spring, and they beat, I believe it was Thomas Jefferson, 2-1 in the finals. And the Des Moines Register said that they were defensive geniuses, how they could, you know, field the ball and do all that. So again, a great representation of Mason City, state championship baseball team of 56.
1956, boy, that's outstanding. That the committee can go back and honor people from that era, and how neat that is.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's well, it goes back to the great tradition that we have here. And it's great that people are nominated, you know, because if people aren't nominated, they can't be elected. And then once, you know, whenever people nominate somebody, why, they need to do kind of a sales pitch to the committee on why these people should be elected to the Hall of Fame. But then when you really dig into it, like yesterday I was at the library and I looked at the 56 annual, you know, the Smithsonian, and I looked at the 24 and the 25 annual to get some information on George Baird. I mean, if you want to have fun, you go to the library and look at these old annuals, because it's just a hoot. And wow, you can see that the tradition way back then was, you know, the same feelings that we have now. You know, it's just years past, if you will, and it's really fun.
Great to recognize.
Absolutely.
And there's another Hall of Famer this year. I think you know him well.
I've known him all my life.
You've known him all your life. Phil Johnson, congratulations. You are going into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much.
Phil is so deserving. Phil and his wife, Carol, and their three kids, Lance and Todd and Amy, came to Mason City in 1977. And throughout the years, Phil has been very active in promoting Mason City High School athletics. He was a member of the Mohawk Booster Club for a number of years, originator and tournament director for the Hardee's Youth Basketball Tournament for 5 years, as well as the originator and tournament director for the Mohawk Alumni Basketball Classic for 25 years. Most recently, Phil was chairperson of the Future Is Now Capital campaign, where he was instrumental in raising over $1 million for the purchase of state-of-the-art equipment for the new athletic facilities at Mason City High School. Wow. Phil, congratulations. That is so cool.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, like my wife's been very supportive and very helpful when possible. Tim Fleming has been a great help in this. And my point is, there's been a lot of people who have helped us to achieve a lot of things here. And I certainly could have done it by myself. And you take like the Futures Now, we have 436 contributors from 26 different states. We wouldn't have raised over $1 million without that support. You know, we had the Mohawk Alumni Basketball Classic, where we had that for 25 years, and guys came back from all over to play, and they would come. We'd have it over Christmas, and they would plan their Christmas in Mason City or North Iowa to play in that. So they play three games, and then they would go down to the OP and have pizza and refreshments. And I tell you what, the noise level in that place was astronomical. And the Hardee's Classic was fun because here you have these fifth graders through eighth graders. I mean, they would come, and especially the young, you know, the fifth and sixth graders, I mean, their eyes were like silver dollars. And that was way back when tournaments were just getting started. And we charged $50 a team, which I thought was outrageous. Now, you know, they pay $300 to $400 a team. So looking back on, I mean, $50 was pretty reasonable, but it was so much fun seeing the excitement and all that. So through all this, it's just been very satisfying and gratifying, and to be a part of it. And I'm very honored.
Well, I'll tell you, and I mentioned Carol, but you, Carol, the kids, you've had grandkids. I mean, you're so involved. I think I'm at a lot of ball games and have been my whole life. You probably have me beat because if you're not here, you're traveling someplace else down the road to watch what Amy's kids or it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat to be involved in. It's one thing then to step up and to grab the bat and say, okay, let me help swing the bat a little bit, and you're appreciated.
Thank you. Well, you know, you kind of have I have a passion for these things, and you know, through your help and Carol's help and all these other people's help, I mean, it's just so much fun, and to be nominated and elected, it is it's very heartwarming and gratifying.
So you just sit back that night and just watch, then you don't have to do anything. Let Carol do all the work.
Well, no, not necessarily. But, you know, Tim Fleming is always our MC. Tim always does a great job with this. Tim introduces our people, you know, at halftime. It will be a different role for me to be honored instead of the person, you know, kind of making things. But, you know, I'll definitely keep a pulse on the heartbeat there. But, it's just going to be a great night. It'll happen either the last Friday in August or the first Friday in September, depending upon when the first home football game is. What's going to be really fun this year is we'll have the pregame meal someplace in the new athletic facilities.
Nice.
So that's going to be exciting. So I don't know if we'll have the multi-purpose room or be in the atrium or where we'll have that. But it's, you know, and John Adams Cafeteria was good. And in its day, you know, we had the gym lobby, which was fine. You know, it was the spirit, the decor of everything. But having it in these new athletic facilities will just be a special touch.
Oh, it's going to be great because people will want to see. They want to see the pool. They're going to want to see, you know, all the new athletic facilities that are with us.
And, absolutely. Another thing people are going to want to see is, you know, when we have the grand opening here, we're thinking about putting together an exhibition swimming relay team to be the first and it's been mentioned that maybe Tim Fleming would like to be anchor of that particular relay team. Wouldn't that be a great way to break it in?
I have told you no.
No. I'm just bringing it up.
They don't have water wings big enough for me. Are you kidding me?
No. I am joking. But we just appreciate all that you do, too, because you're a great promoter for Basin City, for Newman, for North Iowa. And without help from people like you, these things would not happen.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, too. So, Phil, this is really great stuff. Great to get the word out. Congratulations to all the people. I can't wait to see them all. Get Barry back here and get the guy he calls Dune. Scott Raritan will be back. And it's really going to be a lot of fun.
It will. It's always a great time.
Congratulations to everybody.
Yep. Thanks for your time, Tim.
You betcha. Phil Johnson with us this morning. Hall of Fame, AM 1300, KGLO.